5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, you know how nothing motivates me to get out of bed more than knowing I'm going to start my day with a perfect cup of Press House coffee.
That's right. Literally nothing will get me out of bed except for coffee. And now that I've tried Press House Coffee's Sumatra blend and I'm fully in love with it, that's all I need in life.
Well, the nice thing is it definitely smells like fancy coffee and it tastes like fancy coffee, but it doesn't cost fancy coffee prices, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Press House Coffee is premium coffee for everybody, and each bag is roasted to order, ground the way you like, and shipped within 72 hours.
Trust us, you're going to love Press House Coffee as much as we do.
And right now, you can get 20% off by going to PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and using promo code MOM. That's PressHouseCoffee.com/mom and promo code MOM for 20% off.
Ready, one, two, three, go.
You guys, you'd think as long as we've been podcasting, which is like, I mean, like 20... Not this is the 31st episode we would know what we're doing, and
yeah, it's basically the same as our age.
Yeah, it's 31 is the worst, you guys, because then it's like, oh, you're solidly in your 30s. We're so bad. Like, Kristen literally just got up and left her microphone. I can see her because we're on, like, she just like bailed. So I'm doing this on my own right now, you guys. But listen, maybe you like these podcasts. If you like them, like, rate them. It's good for some reason. You can find us where
subscribe.
Find us, download.
Tell your
wherever
friends.
Wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram. Just Google "I Mom So Hard." You can find us. We're there.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. Do all that stuff.
I have to say, I was doing online shopping, and I don't think that's going to come.
Shocker.
Yeah. As the day is long, I was doing online shopping, and I saw this shirt that had a drawing of a fork on it, and it said, "What the fork do you want?" And I thought about Eleanor. Oh. That's so bad.
I think my daughter would enjoy that shirt and would be forbidden to wear it for that very reason, because she is already feisty enough.
I'm going to make Kristen talk about cussing today, because I know she's got some really good stories about.
Well, it's my favorite pastime.
It's an art form.
It is. Yes, I had to tell Jen the story because I've not told her this yet, and I always feel like when it's fresh and new, it's the most fun.
But you're going to have to tell Eleanor story later on, too, because...
Which one is this?
Because I was saying that when I saw that shirt that said, "What the fork do you want?" Eleanor's the only other person I know who would substitute the word fork for the word F-U-C-K, but she didn't even mean to. Like, she didn't know. She was just adorable.
So... The things that we're enduring now are fully our faults as parents. Like, we have done this to ourselves. I am an imperfect parent in 1 million ways. I feel like parenting is pass fail. I'm passing, but we're talking in like a 2 or 3% degree here. And I 100% swear in front of my kids, I don't want to, I don't like to, but sometimes it comes out of me. And then if one comes out of me, it's like a river. Like, I'm like, fuck, oh shit, oh goddamn, oh shoot, son of a bitch. Like, I can't, like, it's one and then there's eight. So I have a problem. And for Jen's story, when Eleanor was very little, she could not say her R's. So when she said fork, she said fuck. And it was the funniest thing you've ever heard. Because if you know my daughter, she sounds like an elf anyway. So when she was three, it was even
so
more.
Cute, you guys.
So at parties, we would be like, hey, Eleanor, say go fork yourself.
Folk.
And it was a party pleaser. It was a party pleaser until she started to realize that, like, if she said the word, it got a very funny
reaction.
Yeah. And then at school, they were like, Eleanor thinks saying fork over and over is really funny. And I was like, is she pronouncing the R? And they were like, no. And I said, then it is really funny.
I had a friend who, he said it was his wife that taught the daughter this, but the daughter got in trouble because she said the actual word F word at daycare. And so then she would say,
I'm going to just say the word.
Just be warned that this podcast is about swearing. So
we're going to actually say it in a scientific way, but it's also going to be sort of like a tutorial. Like a so don't let your kids.
I'm quoting.
It's like a quote.
So my friend's daughter, when she was like 3 or 4, would say, fuck, don't say that as one entire word. Because
oh, makes me so happy. That's a parent. Yeah. Oh my God, that's a dad.
He said it was his wife. Don't say that. It was him. Yeah,
that makes me so happy. Well, I know there's words. I know what word is my husband's, and I know what word is mine. Shit is definitely mine.
Yes, I can see that.
GD is definitely my husband, but I've gotten better at the GD because. It feels so, listen, cussing feels good. It's scientifically proven that when you cuss, it feels good. And it's scientifically proven that people that are really smart like to cuss. So there you go. So if you're someone who's in the middle of a heated, mad, like spewing anger, and you say fiddly D or like, gosh darn, I don't think you're mad and I don't think you're smart. You should be dropping F-bombs.
I actually do wish I could change my personal habits to say stuff like that because...
Ew, now I wouldn't take you seriously if you're like, I've been so wronged. Gosh darn it. I'd be like, no, you weren't. I believe the other guy.
I love when people say like, oh, my stars, or like, and.
When they're super mad.
No,
when they've
not
been
when
wronged,
they're mad.
They say,
what?
Oh, my stars.
My aunt used to say, oh, gall, like instead of oh, golly.
That's.
And she wouldn't say God.
Problem.
And so that did like rub off it. Honestly, like, I don't actually have a problem with that, but my kids are not allowed to say, this is how lame we are. We're like the mean parents on the block. We definitely try not to cuss in front of them. I have like once, I think, and my husband for sure.
Good God. I have like once in the last 15 minutes stubbed my toe and I had like 11 come out.
My son is allowed to say fart, although he was not. You allowed to say that.
Super funny word.
Very funny word. But they're not allowed to say, oh my God. And I don't.
Yeah, we try. It's say what, do what we say, not what we do. That's our household.
You gotta try at least.
You gotta try. Like we knew the households when I was younger that you could go to and they would have a free cussing thing. Like you were like, your parents let you cuss. And then you would try it out and you would like weirdly like let a cuss bomb come out. You'd be like, oh shit, the cartoons are late, and no one would say anything, and I was like, this is a whole
I know
world.
But weren't you like, what a bad family that like let their kids
kind
cuss
of.
You were like, there's no way this is gonna end well, like I don't know anything, but I'm pretty sure this is not how this is supposed to go.
Yeah, sure, but you know what, I also knew it wasn't my problem, it was just my
Absolutely.
Fun to be had. I was like, I'm gonna go home to Dewey and Terry and they're gonna lay down the law, but right now I'm gonna drop a bunch
and
of
see
squares
in 10 years I'll be drinking here when you go to Cancun with your other neighbors. I'll be here.
Exactly. Yes. I'll be like, it's all fine. Like, it's that was not my problem. I was not the parent. I was the one trying out the swears. I had my own set of problems. They can figure out their parenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For sure.
Did you know that with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door? HelloFresh lets you skip trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Yes, HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need with customizable orders every week. You can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need.
That's right. HelloFresh's Easy Eats offering has tons of quick and easy meal solutions like 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule.
And Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh with a wider array of meal plans to choose from. There's absolutely something for everyone. We love the switch between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with us.
That's right. And the thing that I like about HelloFresh and Green Chef is you end up finding a new and fun way to make something, and it seems complex, but it's actually very easy. And I don't know why having someone send it to you prepared, ready to go, and then you throw it all together, you feel very successful.
What I really love about it is I made Kristen do it.
Yep.
I made her subscribe and she loved it. So I feel very victorious in this.
That's right. I get very intimidated with cooking, and both of these companies are awesome to help you serve up a new dish and teach you a thing or two. So go to HelloFresh.com/iMomSoHard10 and use code iMomSoHard10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
Go to HelloFresh.com/iMomSoHard10 and use code iMomSoHard10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
We're going to talk as pet parents, not just regular parents, but pet parents. You know, the ones that get all the reward from the thing that they're raising. Working from home has given us more time to spend with our four-legged family members. And now we're more aware of their daily needs, health issues, and well-being. So if you've noticed that your pet is itchy or smells less than pleasant, you have to check out Scout's Honor.
Yes, Scout's Honor uses probiotics to help with itch relief, odor control, and achieve an overall healthier skin and coat. Why am I not using
it? I was going to say, I feel like I need to use it on myself and my kids, but nope, it's reserved for our four-legged friends.
Scout's Honor probiotic grooming products are award-winning, scientifically proven natural solutions for treating your pet's skin problems.
And they smell so good. There's amazing fragrances like lavender and honeysuckle and sandalwood and Jen's favorite, which is vanilla blend. It makes your pet smell really nice as opposed to what they can smell like, which is a
not very nice
bath mat.
That vanilla blend is so good, you guys. I'm like, don't eat the dog, Jen. I know you're. Don't eat the dog. So to receive 20% off your first order, go to scoutshonor.com/mom. Remember that Scouts with a K at scoutshonor.com/mom for 20% off your order. Scouts Honor, natural and preventative grooming solutions for pets. When I was like growing up, we were definitely not a lot. This is the weird thing. And this is like, I was not allowed to say any bad words. Like, you weren't even allowed to say like the generic equivalent or like the safe equivalent of a bad word when I was a kid.
Oh, neither were we, because we were like, you're just trying to get one. Like, if you said frick,
oh, yeah.
My mom was like, that's basically you saying the F-bomb. And then you get into semantics and then it would get you in more
trouble. Yeah.
Because you're lippy. Stop being lippy.
And I freaked out on him. I was like,
yeah, oh, we did too.
You know what that is? That's almost saying the worst bad word that there is. Mommy's favorite bad word.
Well, some people can argue there's another word that trumps the F word, which is the C word, which I didn't even know about until I was like 18. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a word. I literally didn't.
Oh, really?
And when I've only dropped that one like 3 times in my life, and it was worth
it. Oh, yeah. It's a big win when you have to do it.
The C word, if I bring that word down, I didn't whisper it. You know, like, sometimes you say it and you're like, you whisper it, but that means you don't really have the balls to say it. But if I say that word, I'm probably like 2 steps from getting in a real fight. Which only happened in college.
I'm pretty sure I've been called it more than I've said it. So I'm due to say it a lot more. So I'm not worried about that word at all.
That word does not slip off the tongue. But the old F-bomb surely can, because I enjoy it so much.
Me too. But it's a fun word to say. It's got power to it.
You were saying at your house you weren't allowed to say anything. Not even the close ones.
And then when I was like 14 or 15, it was like, go ahead and say what you want to. Like
No way!
Yeah, just we were never corrected on it, like, after that. Like, it was...
Oh God, my mother loved to get on. My mom swore like a sailor, and then if you accidentally tried one out, she would turn it around and she was like, "You know what? You do not sound intelligent when you talk like that. You know what? You need to have some more self-control." And I'm like, just like you did when Officer Wagner pulled you over for speeding and you called him a motherfucker. And she's like, "How dare you?" Like, you know, like all shit rained down when Terry was put on blast. But I'm now getting handed my ass because we just found out. So obviously we're in quarantine still. We spend a lot of time together. We are in the house together a lot. So you think you have your kids figured out or that you know what they're doing because they're so underfoot. You do not. They're doing like remember when I was like, my kids are rarely on their iPads. And you were like, did you know that Eleanor's calling my husband like randomly like 5 or 6 times a day? And I was like, what? Because there's only like 8 numbers on that iPad and she knows Mr. Britt. So she's like, I'm going to call and check in, see how Colgate football's
going. Which, honestly, funniest relationship of 2020 is their friendship.
their friendship, which is only a through line to get to Delilah, but I was like, wait, what? So Finn's always telling me, like, I know they're doing stuff underfoot, even though you think you're around them so much, you know every move. So now we've found out that there is something called the cussing.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Corner. So the kids are... So this is what Eleanor is like me. This is me. She can't do anything wrong without confessing, right? She is compelled. It is the deep Catholic in both of them. They will do wrong, but they will tell you about their wrong. So she's like, oh my God, this is eating me alive. It's eating me alive. So she comes to Colin and she goes, Daddy, I got to tell you about the cussing corner. And Colin just played it cool and said, well, what's the cussing corner? She goes, Finn and I, we go into a corner and we practice swears. And he's like, what one? She's like, fuck, fucker, motherfucker, fuck, fuck off, fuck you, fuck. And then she said, so she lists like 25 F versions. And then she goes, and then we try out the SH word and the GD word. And I go, she didn't spell those out. She had a litany of 25 versions of the F word, but she saved, like, she didn't say shit and damn. Like, those were the two she held back. So evidently my children are trying it on for size, and then she was almost done and she was very tearful. And she goes, we're also practicing the birdie. And I go, what's the birdie? And it's, you know, flipping off, which is also one of my favorite things to do. I love flipping the bird. It's my favorite thing.
I think it's actually them doing that is really constructive. I think like a psychiatrist would be like, oh, what a great safe place to work some stuff out. Like, you know what I need is a cussing corner, because then I would rage a lot less.
Who was telling us that, either I read this or somebody we know told us this, that when they were kids, they had a cussing table and they could come home after school and the mom would say, sit down, get all your cusses out right here. But this is the only place you can do it and get all your cussing out. And when you're done, I'm going to go make a snack. And so the kids would like think it was so fun. And then for the first like, and then 30 seconds later, they're like, I'm bored. I want a snack. I don't want to cuss.
That's sort of like what you,
I'm going to do the same thing for like booze. Booze table. It's called a bar. I'd stay there forever.
That's a different thing. But I remember like kids getting caught smoking, which is super funny because everybody's parents smoked when we were kids. So then like they're so like readily available. But then kids, when they got caught smoking, their parents would make them smoke like a pack so they would barf or something like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've never, you know, my smoking was like, let me try to look cool after I've had 47 cocktails and I'm going to smoke and I'm going to hold the cigarette and then I'm going to move my mouth to the cigarette. Do you know what I mean?
Move your whole head.
Like, and then like take a drag that like barely made the end light up and then like throw it out halfway through. But have nice smoke breath.
Yeah, no.
Look the
but
part.
But to make your kids so sick, because it is like, I'm going to overload them on an actual chemical so that like, they didn't know what parenting was different. Just because you've seen A Clockwork Orange doesn't mean you know the right way to discipline and to like.
You don't know no, what you're don't. Doing. And neither do we.
However, it is like, I think you're just like, when you're swearing, when I'm swearing, it's just to get it out. Like,
to get it out. It emphasizes your feelings in a way that it accentuates it in a way that makes what you feel like it has meaning. And people that don't do it, I don't understand. I'm like, you've got to put it somewhere, that or I'm just literally the most like, this is why I need like an antidepressant and sedatives. Like I'm so high strung that if I don't, I can't, I got to let them air out or I'm going to like my ass.
And that's why
I
feel like I don't want to do it all the time, because when I like, here's the thing, Dash didn't know, he goes, but it's not a bad thing to talk about God or to say God or to like, so why is it why can I not say oh my God or why can I not GD? And I said, because it's sort of reserved to like get God's attention. It's like the worst thing. So if you see the worst thing like that you've ever seen, maybe that's a good time
you
to
say
that.
Oh my God.
But because somebody said something silly on a game of Pokemon, no.
It's not
it's
an
not
oh my
an
God.
Oh my G
Jen,
moment.
Here's what I think you need to tell him. Those words are reserved for when mommy's losing her shit. And so she wants you to listen to her in a way you don't normally listen. So I'm gonna cuss bomb my children when I really need them to listen to me. And so that's why it can't become a word that we use so much that we ignore. Because when I swear, my kids do sit up. I told my son, because I heard him on a Zoom, and all the other three boys on the Zoom were kind of, sorry, and they were talking shit. And I go, I looked at him, I said, mute me. Mute you. You listen to me. And I go, don't you talk shit. Don't you be a part of this. And he knew I meant, I just didn't have any other words to use. I was like, Dewey in a minute. I was like, sometimes you just gotta, like, that was my dad's big conversation with me when I was in seventh grade and I was getting bullied and I was having a hard time with ADD and I was just struggling in every direction. And God bless my mom for the endless conversations she would have with me, that she was trying to be impactful. And my dad did it in like 4 seconds. You know, I was crying. I was outside. I was so lonely. Mm. And he came outside and he's like, you're having a rough time, huh? I said, yeah, I don't know how to be. I feel like when I'm myself, it's not good enough. And I feel confused. And he's like, Kristen, sometimes you just got to say, fuck it. Mm. You know, like just say, fuck it. You are who you are, and if people don't like you, fuck them. And in a minute, my dad, like, I don't know, became the thesis of my life, I guess. I was like, he's right, and the thesis of my life has 3 swear words in it. What does that mean? It's just symbolically.
Yeah, so it was like, it made you, like, take notice and...
It made me take notice. It made me realize my dad was talking to me in a way that he understands. And also it like made me feel a little like a rebel. It made me feel cool to think like in my head, like when things were bad, I was like, fuck them.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't make people like you. You can't like, fuck it. You can't like change for everybody's ways, or I'm not going to grow at the same time as everybody else. There's just some very powerful feeling to when you say fuck it.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope all of your children are listening.
No,
still.
I hope they're not listening, because I really do. I honestly try not to swear around my kids. And I guess around adults it's different. But I also try not to swear all the time, just because when I mean it. Plus, if you are just talking shit and joking around, then everybody like swears a whole lot more. But I always like to say when I'm super mad at somebody to tell them to get fucked. And I feel like...
You said that so clinically, and I've been there. I've been there when the motivation is far more clear.
And it is such like a freeing thing to be like, that's how I say I'm done with you in this moment. That is my personal way of saying that.
My favorite is go fuck yourself. Man, that's like, and not only that, I say it like I'm in The Departed. I'm not from New England. I am not a Boston person, but there is something that deeply, like, it's like a trigger for me that makes me feel like, but I don't know that I've ever like fully said it out loud to anybody except when I'm in my car. And it makes me feel like I'm a tough ass chick. Like I'm like, go fuck.
I would never say that because I have trouble with my R's. And then I would just be inviting more of whatever was happening with that person.
Or more New Englanders because similarly, you would just have a lot of people from Baltimore that would be like, oh, she from where we're from.
I would just like.
Like if you go to England, every other word is the F word. It's true. It's so true.
I have to talk about Peloton. I can't believe I'm saying those words.
Those are the greatest words I've ever heard you say, honestly.
Kristen really kicked me in the bottom, made me get going on changing my fitness plan, which was to watch TV most of the time, laying on my tuchus. So she got me signed up for Peloton, and I'm doing it, and I'm literally doing it like 4 or 5 nights a week, and I feel bad when I don't do it. I don't feel guilty. I mean, my body doesn't feel as good and I don't feel as energized when I'm not doing it. Who am I?
I know. I'm telling you, that's why I like the Peloton experience so much, because I think there is something for everybody.
But they offer classes for every level, from beginner programs to Tabata intervals, which that's way above my current beginner level, but that's fine. Peloton's got your back at every step in your fitness journey. As you progress, choose from a wide range of cycling classes that meet your level and keep you challenged.
That's right. Get started on your Peloton journey. Go to onepeloton.com to learn more. With an endless variety of live and on-demand classes, live on-demand strength yoga and stretching classes off the bike, you'll keep coming back for more and more.
Get started on your Peloton journey. Go to onepeloton.com to learn more.
That's onepeloton.com. onepeloton.com.
Okay, you guys, I gotta tell you, I'm into skincare. I just discovered Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously.
All we had to do was fill out an online questionnaire about our skin concerns and medical history and just snap a few selfies, and then a dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan.
The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications, so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in.
Apostrophe not only treats acne, but they can also help you with other skin care goals like reducing wrinkles, redness, and even dark spots.
The thing that I love about Apostrophe is that you can stop trying things that don't work, because people who have acne spend a lot of time and money trying to figure out like what's going to work for their skin. But what you need is something that consistently gives you results, because it really is stressful and embarrassing to have acne, especially at my tender age. I don't know if you...
Well, yeah, because that's, your hormones are all over the place because you're very, very young. So I do think it's really neat that they work with a dermatologist. So you do feel like you're getting guidance from someone who is very, very skilled at that. And right now, here's the best part. Get $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/imomsohard and use code imomsohard. This code is only available to our listeners.
So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/imomsohard and click begin visit. Then use the code imomsohard at the sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit.
That's apostrophe.com/imomsohard and use that code imomsohard to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you. I'm just going to say that because, I just feel so nice to hear.
My favorite podcast. It's my favorite thing to hear.
That your husband is probably the source of the GD, because I am sure that since the dawn of time, we have all learned that. I don't know why men use that word so much, but like, I thought it was just my dad. He is from New England. He's from Rhode Island. That was like his go-to word. His swear word was the GDs. And then Britt said, like, his dad could not fix anything without swearing so much. And it was all, like, this stilted, like, cut off.
It feels
off.
Good.
Like,
you know why? Because I think biblically, it's like the note, like, the F word, the etymology, the history of the F word is really interesting. It goes all the way back. But it's a cuss word that came from the streets, right? But the God of it all came from the Bible. And that when you say God damn it, it's literally against the Bible. So it feels like even the best swear, because you're like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. And it's always in like a fit of rage. So it does. It's that weird thing. It's like a cat of nine tails where you're like, I'm gonna beat myself and say this word because I know it's like literally the worst thing I should say. And it makes
that's a Catholic perspective right there, I think.
Totally. It makes me laugh really hard because GD seems so tepid to me. The F word seems so much worse. Yeah. But when we do live shows, it's so funny. When we do live shows, if I say GD in the live show, but I talk about giving my husband a beach, that's fine. But if I say GD, I'm getting DMs about it. Look at all these acronyms. I'm getting messages from someone
in Dallas
telling
me DMs about the GDs.
GDs, don't say GD in your show. You can talk about giving your husband a blowjob, but do not.
We did one time
talk about the Lord Jesus.
We got a message, and I believe it was from Dallas,
Texas.
Oh,
it's my
favorite. We were lustful, and I was like,
"We were lustful women."
Listen,
I was like, "My husband would disagree
1,000%." And I don't know who's that like romance writer who uses that word. Like,
I don't know, but
I hope to God that's not in our demo. Insult? Jesus, am I that old? Go.
Oh, either way, though, you know you wanted to say "damn it" right there, and you said "go."
Oh, but I just said "Jesus." Though.
You say "go."
No, but I.
But I don't
GD's
want
my word,
that
though.
Woman. Lustful. It's not mine either. Lustful is my favorite insult that's ever been given.
Oh my
us.
God, it's the best.
I love when it's my favorite. It's my favorite when
lustful.
People say like something that you think is going to hurt your feelings, but I'm like, I think you're burying.
Like when somebody tried to,
you made it sound I'm vigorous about something. Lustful.
When somebody tried to say yeah, nice Botox, Jen. I was like, thank you, because I am spending so much money on it. If nobody notices, get
fucked. Is it
fucked.
Even there?
Let me just throw money away on this shit.
Let me just, I'm not doing this for it to go unnoticed. I'm doing this for it to go
okay,
noticed.
Because, so how I was brought up, not Catholic, largely... That's the weird thing is like my dad was atheist. My mom's kind of been like, who am I married to? I'll go to church with them.
Yeah, because you were Catholic for a second because you knew all the churches. And
yeah, because my mom was
like
married
the stations
to a Catholic
of the cross.
Guy. And then I used to go to a Presbyterian church with my neighbor. I used to go with a friend when I was like fifth, sixth grade, which I am grateful for. And then I went to a Christian college. And so at some point in
Methodist, right?
Methodist, yeah.
Wesley's
yeah.
Methodist. Yeah.
At some point, I learned that if the real impetus for saying that is you are making a prayer to God to do the worst thing possible to this person, this thing, is to send it to hell.
Yeah, sometimes when you have a goddamn broken tire on your car, you want
I think
to
that's what we
hell.
Mean,
so
but
I'm
it's sort of like
it.
You get three wishes. Your GDs are three
right.
wishes. You got to use them wisely, you know? You got to
use them wisely.
You can't just throw them away on a jar of pickles. You got
to
like...
Also, I think it's so Tennessee Williams to be like, God damn you. Like, I'm like going to be like, I'm going to take that a lot less seriously. And I'm going to be like, wow, how old are you? But if you tell me to fuck off, then I'm like, all right, there's a line in the sand. There's probably a word that means that's cooler, that's more younger version of what... but I just don't know what it is.
Here's proof that cussing can be really cool. Like, I give you as Article A, the movie Pulp Fiction. And remember when Samuel L. Jackson says, reach in that bag and hand me the wallet. It's the one that says bad motherfucker. Okay, anybody who refers to themselves as bad motherfucker is probably hands down is a very bad motherfucker that you don't want to mess with. Like,
also, I don't know what movies you were watching when you were growing up, but Eddie Murphy defined me. Harlem Nights. I don't know if I've ever enjoyed a movie more. And if you went through and, like, what do you call that when you're not allowed to deduct or whatever, when you're not allowed to, like, see what's underneath
retraction.
The
retraction.
Of a retraction or whatever it's called. Like, if you took that script, there's only five words in it.
Yeah.
The rest of them are F's. So the whole time I'm like, Harlem Nights, like, Coming to America, any Eddie Murphy movie that had a lot of swears, I was into it. So I'm sure that I was trying it all out by the time I was like 14, which is gross, by the way. Nobody wants to hear a 14.
Eddie Murphy Raw is for sure the one where I journaled all the words that I, like, learned.
I practiced all of his stand-up. And then I also...
Don't do it at the talent show, kid.
Like, I'm still obsessed with him. I love when he cusses.
He does it right.
I just need...
Yeah.
And I wish... Now I don't know the name of the actress, but the woman who played the, like, madam, who's, like, the older woman who gets her toe shot in Harlem Nights. All she does is she's like, you shot my motherfucking toe. I was laughing. I laughed for, like, ever because of the cussing. Why? I don't know. It's not... I think cussing is awesome. I'm never going to let my children listen to this podcast.
No, I know. Mine neither. But, well, absolutely... I do have to say, before we move on too quickly,
like ever.
I did play Piano Man on the saxophone for a talent show one time. So just while we're dropping how cool we are.
Oh, my God. Way to drop this party down. Wait, by yourself?
No, it was a quartet, not one piano in the bunch. It was like all brass or... But you know what? We did a good job. Lots of foot tapping. It was fun. I think it was David S, Matt D, and Kristen K, but she was Kristen E-N.
What?
Yeah. K. No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
She's playing great. A quartet. I know she's
yeah.
Not.
I think that was, and Derek E. So there was five of us. Yeah. And we were all playing saxophones, flutes. It was Piano Man. It was pretty awesome. I'm grappling with my son telling me last week, you probably heard this in the last podcast, he said, I think you want me to be too perfect, which I sort of feel like was emotional manipulation and not dead on, because
it 100% is, and every teacher will
thank
tell you,
you
it is.
Because my kids aren't allowed to say stupid, and they're not allowed to say fat, which
Same.
Are two words that their grandparents like to say kind of a lot.
I know.
And so it's really hard for me to explain to them. Like, because I'll say this. Like,
it's a generational
other
thing,
kids
man.
That, like, are allowed to say, like, fart and crap and oh my God, I say, well, that's what their family allows, but this is what our family allows, and different families are allowed to have same rules. But when it's grandma saying the word fat...
It's a hard thing to explain.
How do I get out, backtrack
you,
out of that?
You don't. I don't know, because my dad, it's funny you say that. So my son Finn did a project for school, and he interviewed my dad. And this is a subject for another podcast, which will be super fun.
Old
super
can-worms.
Fun to talk about. And maybe we'll have Dewey on there. But you know my dad's adopted, and
yeah.
we did his DNA. He came from literally, when I tell you he's Czech, like Czechoslovakian, like you can throw a dart at the village he's
from. Oh my gosh.
In like
he's inbred Czechoslovakian. There's no like.
I mean, he's like, so there's like literally, it's like a pinpoint, because most of the time you get those back and it's like, you're a little bit Irish, you're a little
yes.
bit German, you're whatever. He is like, they're like, you're 99.9% Eastern
Hensley.
European from Czechoslovakia. From whatever name he had before. Hensley's very English because he was adopted. But I'm sure it was like, you know, something with a Z. So,
a lot of consonants. We know that much. Yeah.
A lot of consonants. So he goes, my son interviews my dad about where he's from. And my dad's really excited to talk about it because now he has some information. And he just found his, like, some of his biological siblings. It's all very exciting. So my son interviews him. talks about where he's from. And I was like, hey, Finn, did you do that interview with Papa? Oh, yeah. I said, can I see it? Because there was something about it. I was like, I know my dad does not practice any kind
self-censoring.
PC, anything. And so I'm like, I'm sure he started with a good joke, if you know what I mean. And I'm like, I go, can I see the report? So the report looks pretty standard until the very last line. And my dad goes, hey, if you want, you can just tell everybody your dad, your grandpa's a bohunk. And I go, no, you can't. I said, Finn, you got to take this off of your report. He had it like on a poster. I go, you can't. That's a derogatory term towards you.
Oh, it is.
That is like, yeah, it's like a derogatory, like less than smart version of someone who it's. The nicer version would be bohemian, but my dad said bohunk, you know, and I was like,
that's true, because I do like bohemian design and not bohunk design. So it's,
bohunk design different. Is a little tackier. It sounds different. So we had to tell my son very quickly that grandpa's from a different generation, and therefore he'll use words that we are not okay with. One of them is bohunk. And then so many more are things we cannot explore on this podcast. Not right.
We had a similar instance just this last week where it didn't involve Dewey, but it was that my son has been doing these like stop animation films, which I'm all in support of. It's like creative. He knows how to do more on an iPad with iMovie than I've ever been able to teach myself.
We need him to edit 1,000%.
You have no idea. He's cheap labor. I will be like,
yeah, great.
He knows how to like add fire. He knows how to like just do all this stuff. So I was like, yeah, totally encouraging him to do this. Told his teacher about one, and she's like, oh, I'll show it to the class. So she sent it to him it to her first to make sure that it was, she's no fool. She's got two of her own kids.
She's like, yeah, I'm going to see that first, see what the
content is. So she sends it to me, or she sends a message to me and says, I want to be able to show Dash's video in class, but she quotes this line. He says it's where the poop, and then there's a line and, you know, quotation marks. Can you tell me what this says? Because I don't want to show it if it's inappropriate. And so I told Dash, I'm like, so I get an email from the teacher. She absolutely wants to show your work. She's supportive of it, but she's wants to make sure it's appropriate. And he goes, he just starts freaking out and hiding behind the couch. And I was like, what? What did you say? I have like traumatized him into thinking that he's cussing all the time. And so he told me what he said in the video. And then we watched it so I could like piece together what it was. And I was like, well, something's weird about this. So he said... the video, you looked at my poop spot. And I was like, well, it sounds gross, but there's something I don't like about it. And I played that.
It's gross. I played
that part for my husband. And he goes, that's saying butthole. You're saying the spot where the poop is your butthole. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, he just so accurately figured out what it was like so quickly.
He gave you a synonym. I don't know if you should blame him for that. It seems he like a did. Smart
it was choice saying freaking instead of fuck. And I just didn't know.
Bravo, Dashiell. Way to bring us full
well,
circle.
But the most important part is he learned how to edit sound only on a video. So it was really good for
yeah, do sound only.
Oh my God. We should probably go. Now we have to go to the mom box though, right?
Yeah, we gotta go to the mom box.
Box.
It's a male
comment or message we get. Put your glasses on.
Oh my God. Mirkatu is her name. Mirkatu. Or that's a fancy Instagram name that's like a combination of a bunch of
names. Well, it's
or
her parents
like
were a lot more creative than mine.
Yeah, mine got my name from the show Dallas.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yours got your name from
the paper. They were like, what are the most popular names? Jeff
they
and
were
Jennifer.
Like, I want Jen to be able to go to any gas station and get a customized name. Mirkatu, and this is from Facebook, I believe. She's is referring to the episode where you talked about stealing those suits when you were going through your stealing spree. She wrote, when I was six, I stole some Lifesavers from Kmart in Tacoma, Washington. And of course, in my excitement and nervousness, put them into the jacket pocket that had a hole in it. They managed to stay in the pocket until we were just past the checkout counter. Then plop, they fell out right onto my foot, rolled about 4 feet, and my whole family saw it. The checker saw it. The customer saw it. I was mortified and had to apologize. It was basically traumatic, but I didn't steal again. Also, please do another installment of Jen Reading.
Okay, let me address that first. Yes, and yes, and yes, for sure.
And
yep,
no. I have that diary under lock and key, and I have done two because we were on the Mortified podcast, and I read another random one that I sent you a picture of. And I'm like, there are no boring days in this book. I can never just share one again. It's going to be too, it's going to be.
Well, here's the thing about it. Number one, that story is so shockingly like mine. You're the kind of failed criminal that I am. But Kristen won't let me take the diary anywhere with me. I am so limited to touching this thing that I feel like once we're out of like lockdown pandemic situation kind of deal, then I can sit next to her and kind of thumb through it and be like, oh, I want to read this one. I listen, I will give her 9,000 drinks and probably like a ketamine to get her to do it, but I will do it because I am that kind of whore.
Let me, if you don't know what we're talking about, we did a video and my mom sent me this box of what I like to call the finally married box, which was all my like my mementos and stuff from growing up. And my mom did a really good job of keeping a bunch of like special sentimental items. And we decided to do a video and not know what was inside. And I was like, Jen, it's going to be like weird, like cheerleader stuff. And who knows what's inside. But, and we did, we found some gems, but inside this freaking suitcase of fun was a diary from when I was in ninth grade. And it is, if you haven't seen the video, it's on Facebook. It's so embarrassing. I thought I was going to vomit reading it because I, of course, name names first and last. And I'm from a town of 2000. So everybody knew who I was talking about. And I sound like I'm, well, I'm preparing myself for Bridgerton, which is really the case. I was very dramatic.
This is what is the most hilarious part about this diary is it is the most benign. It is the ramblings of a very normal preteen, tween, young teen girl. But it is so embarrassing for Kristen that she has a physical nauseous reaction to hearing it.
I hate myself when I hear it. It's so embarrassing. So when Jen, we were asked to read another one, I barely got through. It was two paragraphs. It was a light day in my journaling. This journal is stocked full. I refuse. And I will never, I don't think I will ever allow it again unless I'm like, and I've hidden it. Like I'm an eighth grader, like all over again. I've hidden it. I put a piece of my hair in it. So I'll know if anybody like
touched it,
opens it. Yeah, that's what you do when you're a kid. You put a piece of your hair in
it. I thought it was taped somewhere.
That's easy for me. No, it's a...
She plucks a chin hair and then...
I pluck a chin
hair. You get cut and she knows...
And then I tie it.
Nobody's getting in there. Nobody's getting into that diary for sure.
Speaking of diary and all of the things that I like to confess about the boys
that I loved
at the time, which were... Let's go to a hot flash.
This might...
Hot flash.
Hot flash based on what we were just.
I'm gonna bring it back to the man who started it all for me, and that was Mr.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy, who we both
yes.
love. And I was he brought home not only good looks and some je ne sais quoi in his
That's
leather.
That's I'm telling you, that
Jonas
red
HBO
leather
special.
Suit is.
That red leather, in, I think that was Raw, and then the black and red was in Delirious. Either way, I watched them all the time.
Oh.
I also imitated them, which is highly
inappropriate.
Uncool,
yeah,
but I did.
Fine.
Inappropriate.
You
working out my own comedy chops as a very small white girl in a small town, country town. And on that note, we're going to leave you.
I think we're done podcasting.
I think we're done.
Bye.